My dad is an environmentalist. In fact, he is the greenest guy I know. He keeps his carbon footprint small as an atom and reuses almost everything. My dad bikes to work every day, wears socks that my dog has chewed till there are no socks, and owned the same car for 21 years. In 1980, he took ownership of that car, a Toyota Corolla Tercel, one of the greenest white cars with blue pinstripes of the time. My dad remembers the car well. He bought it in 12th grade for $6,120 with the money he earned by scooping ice cream at Baskin-Robbins for 2 years. The beloved car had a stick shift, only two doors, and a hatchback. It traveled 30 miles per gallon. Pretty green for back then. My dad drove it to college in Northern California, to medical school in San Diego, to Arizona, and then from Arizona to St. Louis. After 16 years, the car started getting hard to start in cold weather. On freezing days, my dad would spray stinky starting fluid into the carburetor to start the rickety car. A couple years later, the passenger door broke. It was too expensive to fix, but my dad made the best of the event, and of course, the green guy kept the car. In 2000, my dad drove the 20-year-old car to the dentist. When he parked at the dentist's office, he tried to get out of the aging car, but to my dad's dismay, the driver's door had joined the passenger door in the land of being stuck. "Well, that's all right. I'll just open the window and climb out that way," my dad thought. So he unrolled the driver's window and climbed down. At that point, my dad realized that, unfortunately, if he didn't want his stereo to be stolen, he would need to close the window. So he reached into the open window, cranked up the window halfway, then pulled his arm out. Then he opened the hatchback, which opened and closed only from the outside, and crawled in. He landed on the seats that were spilling over with foam like a glass of overflowing root beer. Next, he rolled the driver's window up from inside the car, scooted back to the hatchback, climbed out of the hatchback, closed the hatchback, and joyfully marched to his dentist appointment, basking in the pride of his success. After the appointment, which was not as pleasant as he had anticipated, he sighed and then got to work. First, he climbed into the car through the hatchback and then rolled down the driver's window. Next, he climbed out the driver's window, closed the hatchback, climbed back into the car through the open window, rolled up the window from inside the car, and drove away. My dad didn't give away that beloved Toyota Tercel until 2001, when, in addition to becoming donated reusable metal scraps, it had also become the place that an ant colony called home.